Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I probably butchered that, but if you're in Paris and you're listening to me, let me know. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer, and welcome back. Did you miss me? Yes, I've been gone about 6 weeks, but I am back. The new and improved me. I have been working really, really hard on some new branding, a new look for Create New Order, and just called Jennifer. And 2018 started out as busy and enthusiastically optimistic as could possibly be. I'm looking forward this year to sharing with you all the new changes and all the new outlooks that I have and the new perspectives that I will be coming to you from, since I'm going to be traveling quite a bit this year and I will be moving in a couple of months, and there's going to be lots of changes. And I want to share them because I'm really excited about them. But at the same time, I want to assure you they're just as scary to me as they are to everyone. Changes sometimes come when we want them, and sometimes they come when we don't, and we don't expect them. The hard part is when they are a surprise, we have trouble coping with it because we're not prepared for it. When we plan for it, changes are still, we still get anxious about them. And we think about, oh, am I making the right decision or am I not making the right decision? But you do it anyway because you do the best you can to put all the priorities and the variables together so that you can sort of reason out the outcome in a productive way and in a way that you can accept it and get excited about it in a great way. When they come to us without choice, that's when we have the most trouble pivoting and figuring out what we're supposed to do next while we're in the depths of these changes. So I encourage you to make sure that one of the things that you start practicing every single day, whether your life is in turmoil or if you are you're planning on making some changes, or you maybe need to make some changes, but you don't know how to go about it, stop, think about it, and then behave. Don't react to everything. That's one of the biggest problems that we all have as people, is we are too reactive, too quick to jump. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about this new year, the same old you. And if you're good with that, great, keep going. But if you're not good with that, then get enthusiastic about your life and start looking at your strengths instead of your weaknesses. Maybe building on those will help you get stronger and have a better outlook about the weaknesses and how to build them back up. I am Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Solutions, just called Jennifer. The names are going to change, and the look of Blog Talk Radio and the look of my website is going to change, but I assure you, it's the same old me, but better. So I'm looking forward to the changes and bringing them to you. Starting in February, we'll have a new promotion that we will have a monthly drawing, and anybody who calls into the show and asks a question or talks about perspective or is looking for some inspiration will be put into a drawing for a $25 gift card. One person will win every single month, or a $50 credit on a consultation if you just call Jennifer for a private consultation. So that will start in February. So start talking to your friends and start getting your questions together and start calling in. You might start seeing me in newspapers, and I'll keep that up to date as well because we have a column coming out. So let's keep our fingers crossed and call your local newspaper and ask them to run my column. And hopefully it will spread the word. My website is www.createneworder.com. And this is Blog Talk Radio, /Create New Order, where you can find me. You can email me at solutions@createneworder.com. And the call-in number, if you do have a question or a perspective to share, is 657-383-0732. So call in and sign up to be entered into the drawing for a $25 gift card. We'll draw once a month for the questions that are asked live on the show, or a $50 credit toward a consultation with me. Just call Jennifer. Thank you, bensound.com, for your music. I love it still, and I'm not changing a thing. It always makes me happy. And you can check out my blog at createneworder.wordpress.com. Today is January 14th, 2018. I can't believe we're 2 weeks into the new year. And the new you or the same old you? What are we going to talk about tonight? In January, on the 22nd, 1 week from tomorrow, I will be at the Connecticut Library on Long Island, and we'll be talking about decluttering your world. So if you'd like to come out, it starts at 7 o'clock, and you can email me at solutions@createneworder.com to get all the particulars on that workshop, or you can call the Connecticut Library and register. What's in my glass today? Alkaline water. I'm still on alkaline water, and some people just look at me like I'm absolutely crazy, but I feel pretty healthy and I'm doing real well with alkaline water, so I'm sticking with it. I still am following the program of The Ultimate Reset by Beachbody, and in fact, I just started back onto it for another 3 week reset. I have to tell you that it works for me. It's one of the best things that I have tried nutrition-wise in a long time, and it seems to work with my lifestyle, and it seems to work and fill up my stomach, so that's really good, because I like when I eat, I want to really eat and enjoy my food, and I've been enjoying the food on this program. But I want to talk about, and I'm going to talk about fitness and nutrition in just a minute, because we're going to talk about something I heard today on a radio show that was just such a positive spin on a bad situation. And we talk about that here on the show because this is what it's about. It's about how we deal with the surprises in life. And, you know, how do we get to the other side of those surprises? And what does that mean? How do we find the happiness, the fitness, the money, the love? Or how about just finding a new way of looking at life and seeking comfort and satisfaction? Think about that. Just think about that. What's the success in life? Or is it just the contentment that is success in life? I don't know. I can't answer that question for you unless you call in on our show tonight at 657-383-0732. Weather is freezing on the Eastern Seaboard. It has been freezing cold in the entire country 2 weeks ago, and then it warmed up about a week ago for a couple of days. It just didn't feel right, and we're back to the deep freeze. Here in New York City, it's 19 degrees. Bethany, Delaware is 25. I haven't been down to see my parents, and they're freezing down there. Cape Cod, Massachusetts, it's also 25. Does that make sense to anybody? 25 degrees in Bethany, Delaware, and 25 degrees in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Lake Mary, Florida, hello, Patty, is 50 degrees. That doesn't make sense either. London is 43. Paris is 41. And get this. Reykjavik, Iceland is 29 degrees. It's 10 degrees nicer, and it's 4 degrees nicer than Bethany and Cape Cod. It's 10 degrees nicer than New York City. It doesn't make any sense, this weather, but it's cold. So warm up, bundle up, make sure you take care of yourself, because sometimes when we get too cold and stay too cold, our resistance goes down, and those bacteria and viruses can affect us because our resistance is low. Take good care of yourself. Make sure you're warm enough when you're outside, and make sure you're getting enough fluid and enough rest in this crazy, crazy weather. But don't stop going outside. Today was such a beautiful, crisp, clear day in New York. It was absolutely gorgeous. So let's go back. This is Jennifer Ryan, CNO Solutions. Just call Jennifer, Blog Talk Radio. And again, our number here is 657-383-0732. So So we got to the housekeeping part of this. So let's talk about positive spin in the news. I want to talk about Bob Harper. I heard an interview with him today. Many of you know, if you've ever watched the show The Biggest Loser, and I guess I'm talking about fitness and weight loss because everybody's concerned with that and organization in the month of January. You know, we start now with New Year's resolutions, which I don't recommend. I think that they are set up for failure. I think when we want to change something or we want to achieve something, I think we should make it a goal anytime. It doesn't matter if it's a change in digit in a year. I think that we need to gear up for and work toward accomplishments at any time. So New Year's resolutions, not a fan. I don't want to know anything about that because it's just some other priority that gets muddled into the day-to-day life. But I will say, I heard this interview with Bob Harper, and I didn't know this. I did not know that Bob Harper had a heart attack. He was at the gym, and he had a heart attack and went into cardiac arrest. This guy is a personal, he's like America's personal trainer. He is incredibly fit and healthy, and nutrition is a huge priority. And this guy's been doing The Biggest Loser for all this time, and he had a heart attack. So where does that come from? What happened? Well, he was talking about LD little a. Many of us go, we have our cholesterol checked, and we have our physicals every year, and we think we're doing the right things, and we're not eating too many fats, and we're exercising, and or we're taking statins because our body makes weird stuff, and we can't exercise it away and nutrition it away. And I never heard of LD little a. Well, Bob Harper has LD little a. And the interviewer also, Jenny McCarthy, it was her show on Sirius I was listening to, she has it as well. And a lot of people have been asking Bob Harper, oh, yeah, sure, what am I going to eat for and exercise, right? Because look at you. You've always taken good care of yourself and you had a heart attack anyway. Well, he had a blockage in his heart, and it is attributed to the fact that he has LD little a. And it's like the HDL, LDL, but it's more. It's somebody who has this genetic predisposition, and it is likely that somebody with LD little a is going to have a cardiac episode of some sort someday. It's not definite, it's likely. And the fact of the matter is, Bob Harper is 52 years old, and he had this event, and he survived it. Thank God, and probably because he takes good care of himself. He says that if he wasn't at the gym, he wouldn't have survived it because the people at the gym knew what to do and they took care of him. But he probably, if he was not so healthy and so into fitness and so into self-care and nutrition, he probably would not have survived that event. So he went through surgery and he's gotten through it and he's recovered. And there was a period of time when he was recovering from the cardiac arrest that he couldn't exercise and all he could do was walk. And he highly, highly, highly recommends that if it's the only thing that you do fitness-wise in your life is to walk. Walk at least a half an hour every day. Just walk anywhere. Everybody can do it. It has low impact on the body and it's really good for the mind. Because what he's thinking is, and something I've talked about in this show a million times, is your stress level has to be brought down if you have high stress. It has to be because stress and lack of sleep and bad nutrition and poor exercise and poor habits, they all lead to feeling lousy and unhealthy lifestyle. Who wants that? Do you really want that? Do you want to continue on an unhealthy path? Life is so much better when we improve our health in just baby steps a little along the way. Bob Harper has a new book called The Super Carb Diet, and I haven't read it. I will, because he's saying that, you know, one of the things that we've done to ourselves is we've really unrealistically met nutrition challenges by taking the carbs out of our diet. It's not realistic. We eat carbs in this country, and we need them. They're brain food. that we need them when we are physically active. So he's written this book, and he's putting a lot of balance together in meals, three square meals a day plus a floater meal. And this is what I look forward to reading about, because this is what I've been practicing. The 2.5 hour meals, six meals a day, it just doesn't work for me. I have a lot of trouble with it and staying with that program. So the 3 meals a day plus a floater meal is definitely a good idea. So I highly recommend it. And maybe coming soon, Bob will join us on the show and talk about what's happened with him. But he's so incredibly positive after he's gone through what he's gone through, and he's sharing it with the world, which is so important. We need to learn and share with each other. 657-383-0732. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Solutions Blog Talk Radio. Give us a call and ask your questions. What do you want to get organized? What do you want to happen in your life? And how can you get enthusiastic about it? Because really, that's what it takes to change something, to be enthusiastic about something to look forward to. Somebody very special in my life once told me that if you constantly have something to look forward to, your life stays in positive momentum, that you have a positive outlook on the everyday because there's something in front of you to look forward to. What can that be? Is it tickets to the opera? Is it tickets to a Broadway show? Is it taking a vacation with your girlfriends? Is it taking a golf trip with your buddies? What is it that you have on your calendar that you are looking forward to? And if the answer to that right now in your living room where you're listening to this show is nothing, get something on your calendar. I can tell you that I am so incredibly excited about my trip to Europe. I've been excited about it for years, but now that it's booked, that I'm definitely going, I am incredibly excited because it's definitely going to happen. And now I'm working on the hotels, and I'm working on my French, building on my high school French. And I'm using an app that's been pretty helpful to me. I'm going to give you the name of the app. Let's see. The app's name is Duolingo. And if you get the app and download it, you can pick any language and it will work with you every single day with little lessons that are like 5 or 10 minutes long, and you can do them at your leisure, and it pops in and gives you a reminder to do them. But it also connects you with people that you can have conversations with. And I think that's been the most helpful part for me, is working on having a conversation with somebody so that I can really brush up on my skills, but also hear from other people, hear the language coming at me so that I can hear it and then respond. So make a change. Make a small change. Get something on your calendar. Maybe it's a class. Maybe it's a class. Stay tuned for more information about my new class that I went to, believe it or not, tonight. I thought I wasn't going to make it back for the show with the class that I started tonight, but I'm really excited to share it with you as well. This is Jennifer, and this is CNO Blog Talk Radio. Give a call with your question at 657-383-0732. I'm here. I have solutions. And hey, stump me. And remember, start marking your calendar to make sure that you stay tuned on Sunday nights and listen to the show and call in with your questions to win either a $25 gift card or a $50 credit to a consultation with me. Today is National Dress Up Your Pet Day. I thought that was funny and I had to mention it. Yes, I could just see me tackling my cat and dressing her up in anything, or my dog. She would just look at me like she was in trouble. She doesn't go for that. And also, it is National Sunday Supper Day. And when I got back from my class, in between that and getting ready for the show, I was able to make a nice supper for my son and I. We really thoroughly enjoyed it. I want to share with you a recipe that tastes really fattening. And that even if I wasn't watching my calories like a hawk, this is now a regular staple in my diet, and it's the easiest thing to make. You can't even forget the ingredients. There's only 2 ingredients in it. A third, if you add a fresh herb or even a dried herb, which is recommended. So what it is it's 2 medium-sized zucchinis chopped up and boiled for 5 minutes. Drain it. Throw it in a blender. Soak
an hour before you make your zucchini, soak 17 raw cashews in a half cup of water. When you throw the zucchini in the blender, throw the half a cup of water with the cashews in there as well, a pinch of salt, and a pinch of a fresh herb, and puree it. It is one of the most delicious soups, and I don't even like soup. It is unbelievable, and it's something I look forward to eating hot in the winter and cold in the summer. It's absolutely delicious. It's got just about no calories in it and tastes fattening and very filling. So give that a try. So Girl in Town. Girl in Town has been all over the place. In the last 6 weeks, I've been doing some traveling and doing some visiting, and I'm going to museums and galleries. And I went to the Botanical Gardens before Christmas. So I've done a lot of stuff. I went down to see the Christmas tree again. I didn't shop in Manhattan. That wasn't worth it. It was just a little bit too crazy. I went to the sidewalk vendors in Columbus Circle. I have been shopping at the outlets, Tanger Outlets. I've been out on Long Island. So there's been lots and lots of adventuring going on here. Tonight, I'm going to mention that my son and I traveled down to New York City to the American Museum of Natural History to see the exhibit, The Senses. So I'll let you know about that. The Museum of Natural History is huge. You can spend days and days and days and days and days there, and you will never see everything. We did see the reptile exhibit on the way into The Senses, and we learned about leatherback tortoises and snakes. Cobra, king cobra, we saw the skeleton of a king cobra snake. So there's always something to learn. There's always something new to explore. And there are so many exhibits, absolutely so many. You could get lost there, like I said, for days. But I will tell you this, it hasn't changed a lick since I'm a kid, except for the traveling exhibits that come and go. I felt like a kid when I walked in because I probably haven't been there. Actually, I was there when my children were young. We went there when they were little. So it doesn't change much except for the exhibits that just show up. But we did go there, and The Senses we were excited about because the advertisement for The Senses really reminded us of my son's artwork. And it turns out that what we were seeing on the advertisement made sense when we got there. It was about light and seeing certain things in certain lights, which was pretty interesting. Especially with color and thinking about people who are colorblind and people who are not colorblind, and kind of explains that what you see in different colors and why people are colorblind, what's missing that they can't see colors, and how many colors we actually don't see. We were pretty excited about the exhibit, but we were a little disappointed. And I know we would have enjoyed it if my grandson was with us because he would have had a really good time. It was really geared for kids. Not that we didn't, enjoy the exhibits and we didn't appreciate everything that went into it, but it was definitely geared more toward children. So it was a nice outing, a crisp, clear day in New York City, and it was worth the trip, absolutely. And I did get a few interesting ideas from the museum shop. Of course I went shopping. It's too much fun to you can't miss the museum shops. Come on. Give a call. This is Jennifer at 657-383-0732. And that was Girl in Town this week. More information about Girl in Town coming up as we go through the year. I'll have more information about what I've been doing for the last 6 weeks. A lot of it has been business. A lot of it has been paying attention and focusing in on my goals for my business and my future. And the key to strategy tonight that I want to hit home, that I want everybody who's listening to hear, is to accept your strengths. This goes with what I said before about a new year, same old you. Well, what's wrong with same old you? What really is wrong with you? Anything? No. We think we are our own worst critic. we look at ourselves and we say, I want to fix this, or I want to fix that, or I'm not good enough at this, or I'm not good enough at that, or I'm not thin enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not healthy enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not tall enough. We all go through these downs. And I think we, especially in the winter, especially when media and hype and articles and newspaper or magazine covers are all focused in on lose weight, you know, improve your skin, improve your hair, improve your nails, improve your life. Everything is improve, 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 improve. The key to the strategy that I want you to sit on and think about this week is to accept your strengths. What are your strengths? I can speak. I do a lot of speaking. And any of you listening, many of you who know me, know that I speak to a lot of audiences and I talk a lot. Sometimes people are just like, please be quiet. I speak well. And I know this is one of my strengths. I know that one of my strengths is hearing a story or understanding a circumstance, and then going and looking beyond what I've heard or what I've been told or what I've observed. And I look further into it because this information is coming to me so that I can bank it and I can give it to somebody else. I also know that one of the things about me that makes me strong is my enthusiasm, is my interest in doing more or learning more. I'm constantly wanting more. Sometimes I don't know how I don't exhaust others. But the answer is that I'm always seeking more information, or I'm seeking to get stronger in myself. Like the pool at the gym. The pool at the gym this week has been closed because they have some sort of chlorine problem. There's some sort of filter problem. Who knows? It should be back up and running today. It wasn't back up and running today. And that, by the way, is my complaint of the week, is the pool was closed. And I want to improve my swimming. And I've talked about this before I went on hiatus over the holidays. But the only way to improve anything is to practice. You must practice what you think you're not good at. And every single little step that you make toward improving is just a compilation of all of that effort. Just keep making the effort. I've talked about how long it took me to get to a certain point in tennis. I am by far not a great player. I'm really not a great player, but I can be defensive and I can return the games and I can play a good game. I want to improve my agility. I want to improve my game and get better and stronger. And I think I can. Actually, I know I can. It's about knowing where I'm strong and where I'm not strong. Accept your strengths. Why do you have to change anything? What's wrong with you? Nothing. You're you. So build on the you that you have. Get out there and keep playing tennis. Understand where you are so that you don't match yourself with somebody who's too good for you, but somebody who is better for you, better than you, so you work harder. That's the whole idea. Find somebody to compete with a little bit so that it makes it even more interesting. Go out and get enthusiastic about something, anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Go out and give it your effort. I'm not a big fan of the word try. Try just means you're not going to do it. You're going to try to do it, and if you don't do it, then it's over. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of effort. I'm a big fan of courage. I'm a big fan of enthusiasm. I'm a big fan of dreaming. I'm a big fan of wishing. And I'm a big fan of jumping in and giving it a shot. The key to the strategy that I want you to think about this week is to accept your strengths. I'm going to give you even a better example. Not just trying to improve my swimming, not just trying to improve my tennis, which I'm using the word trying. I'm continually working on it, continually. I'm standing in my living room every single day and I'm bouncing the ball with the racket just to get my timing and my control down just to bounce the ball. You know, you've seen tennis players, they walk on the court and they throw the ball down and they hit it with the racket and they bounce it ever so perfectly and then they bounce it up into their hand. Right. That's just so easy, just as easy as it looks. It really isn't. It really isn't that easy. So maybe I'm a slow learner, but I keep working on it because I'll get it down. I will absolutely get it down because it takes practice. And my strength is not giving up. That is one of my strengths. So I'm giving you the examples of don't give up. Just keep working. Keep reaching toward that end game. Whatever it is, it could be small. It could be just little projects. Reach toward the finish. Does it mean it has to happen in an hour? No. But accept your strengths. So that's my next kind of girl in town, but I want to inspire you through this because I'm even inspired and I can't even believe I did this, but I did it. I've been looking for an outlet. My poetry class hasn't come back together since before the holidays. Poetry ends over the holidays and comes back sometime in January. So I'm really looking forward to that happening again. And tennis hasn't been happening because it's cold weather. Nobody will play outside. It hurts your lungs to even breathe. And I haven't joined a league or gone to any indoor clinics, which that's something on my list to get started with. But I was hunting around for something else that I was working on, and I really was looking for a coach, but I really wasn't looking for private lessons. I sort of wanted a group atmosphere in this direction that I decided to go in, and today took that step. Well, today I took a voice lesson. Now, many of you may say she doesn't need a voice lesson, or many of you may say, oh, thank God she's taking a voice lesson. But today I went and I took a voice lesson. And I want to improve my voice. I want to improve how it sounds. But part of it is about singing. And I used to sing in school, and of course I sing in the car, and you know, I'm never going to be Madonna, but I sing all the time. I sing in the shower, I sing to the animals. Sometimes I get very, very excited and I sing and the animals come running and listen to me. And I don't know, they haven't started howling yet, so I think that's a good sign. Anyway, I went and I took a voice lesson tonight, and it scared me to death because I had to get up and sing. And generally when I sing in front of people, I cry. So that's one of the reasons I don't sing in front of people. I don't know why I cry. I just do. It doesn't matter what I sing. I sing happy birthday, I cry. So it's just part of the emotion of it all for me. Anyway, so I went to this group and there were five of us in the class. And I was just so happy to be there and so happy to work with this instructor and so happy to meet the people that were there. I was not the only new person. There was a young lady named Chi-Chi. She's got a Chinese name, and Chi-Chi is what she goes by, and she was just adorable, as was Robbie, as was C, and there's another young lady's name, and I can't say her name, so I promise I will mention her next week. But we went through and we did some speaking and we did some singing, some singing scales. And then we all had to sing. Now, of course, it was my first class. I don't have anything prepared. So the instructor just had me come up and he wanted to know if you were nervous or not nervous. And I told him, I said, I'm not nervous. It's just scary. I said, because you're going to look at me and say, I'll never come back again. Because we all feel that way. We all feel that way. When we're in a situation that's new to us, we feel that way. And I can sing a little. So you never know how people are going to react to you. And then you never know what they're going to say. And I said, and it just, it's scary. And that's what I did. And he said, do that again. And he had me hit that scary. And then he went up the scales and he got me doing scales and I hit a high C. And he said, all right, that's enough for today. I said, what do you mean that's enough for today? And he said, you can hit a high C. You can be taught. And I said, okay. Anyway, then I sang a song. He said, he's going to work with me. It's not the point. The point is I put myself into a situation of something I've been wanting to do for a very long time. I went and I found this class that works economically, it works on time, and it works on location. And it felt comfortable when I found the class. So I contacted him. I got into the class today, and he has 4 classes a week. So, you know, you can always probably hit something. And he was just incredibly easy to work with. He was incredibly easy in his manner. And as uncomfortable as all these awkward people were in the room, it was comfortable. That was the surprise. But the strength that I had to begin with is I am a public speaker, and I speak on this show, and I speak to audiences, and I know I can carry a tune. But it's about the practice, and it's about how you want to come off. So build on your strengths. What are you strong that you never built on? What about you? What kind of talent? There was a show on Nickelodeon when my kids were little where at some point during the show, they wanted to know what your hidden talent is. What is it that you can do? Can you do a cartwheel? Never in my life could I do a cartwheel. I'm never going to attempt that now. It's not going to happen. Don't care if I ever do a cartwheel now. But when I was a kid, it was important to me, and I tried and tried and tried and tried and tried. Never could do a cartwheel. So I stopped trying because I landed a couple of times like on my neck, and it just didn't work out. So I stopped doing it. I accepted the fact that I can't do a cartwheel. But that doesn't mean I can't sing a song. It doesn't mean I can't play tennis. It doesn't mean I can't do ballet. It doesn't mean I can't be really strong as a consultant in working with people. Build on your strengths. So maybe the same old you is just fine. Maybe you need to just improve the same old you in small ways. Maybe you need to put a little bit of effort in one direction. Don't put yourself down so much. Don't make everything so crazy all the time. It isn't that big. It isn't a big deal. It's little changes to get to a bigger you. And that's not about eating meatballs. It's about little changes to make yourself satisfied, to make yourself comfortable. Why not aim for that instead of skinny or instead of rich? Why not aim for comfort and satisfaction in the person you are without any resolutions like you need this big deal improvement? Call in at 657-383-0732 and just call Jennifer. What is it that you're dreaming of, and how are you going to start? I can help you with that. It's all about taking a risk. And what's the worst thing that's going to happen? What was the worst thing that was going to happen today to me taking this class? They were going to laugh me out of the room. They were going to tell me never come back. They were going to suggest some other school for me. What were they going to tell me today that was the downside of going there and taking a risk? It was worth it. I feel strong, I feel confident, and I feel not such a great singer, but I can sing and I'm teachable. I can be worked with, I can improve, I can practice. I have a particular goal in mind as far as this little endeavor of mine, and as the year goes through, I'll share it with you more and more. This is CNO Solutions Blog Talk Radio, and this is Jennifer on 657-383-0732, waiting for your call. I have a lot to look forward to and a bright future. I don't know if I mentioned last year that I have another grandchild on the way. Number 3 will be here in April, and it will be a girl. I'm so excited. Where's your motivation going to come from? I do have a call on the line, and if you're familiar with this blog talk radio and podcast, you'll remember Susan. Susan's going to join us in just a few minutes. But before then, I want to talk about your motivation. What motivates you every single day? I hear over and over and over again, I can't get motivated. Well, I'm going to suggest everybody goes to YouTube and looks up Admiral
William McRaven and watch his speech, Change the World by Making Your Bed. First of all, this is a rule of thumb for every organizer. Every organizer teaches this to everybody all the time. If you don't do anything every single day, make your bed, because it will bring you somewhere comfortable to land after a hard day of struggles. Plus, it will give you a feeling of accomplishment, plus give you a good-looking product. You walk into your room and you see a done bed. It really does make a big difference. But Admiral William McRaven goes further than that. His speech on making your bed, he's Navy SEAL. He's Navy, United States Navy, and he's talking about Navy SEALs, and he talks about making your bed and how important it is and what it does to you and how it can change the world. So look it up on YouTube, Admiral William McRaven, and watch his speech, Change the World by Making Your Bed. It's worth every single minute. I think it's about 6.5 minutes long, and it will inspire you. It will motivate you, because really, if you do one thing every single day, you have accomplished something, and that brings you toward comfort and satisfaction. So think about that this week. Right now, guests can call in at 657-383-0732, but I'm going to pick up the phone and we're going to talk to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Hi there.
How are you?
Oh, very mixed, but I have to tell you, so amazing the things that you're talking about, including make your bed, because you know that my rule that I don't leave my bedroom until I make my bed and I make my face.
Yes.
That's a very big rule.
It makes a very big difference in your day, doesn't it? Because I'm sure, Susan, that there's been some times in your life that you haven't made your bed and it was a lousy day.
Rare. Doesn't matter if the rest of the room, and often it is, a mess. but my bed is always made, and it gives me at least the opportunity to think of how I'm going to get through the rest of the room. But if my bed wasn't made, I could never even approach it. So that's really a great. I'd love to read that article. That sounds great.
Oh, you got to see it. It's a video, and when you get off the show tonight, you just got to look it up on YouTube. It is. I was inspired enough by it to mention it here tonight.
Say that again.
I was inspired enough by it to, mention it here on the show, because I think everybody should see it.
And could you do one thing? Could you just spell his last name?
Sure. It's McRav, as in Victor, E-N.
Okay, because it didn't come over easily, so that's helpful.
Okay, great.
Before I even get to it, it's just so relevant, the things you're speaking about, because the other night, one of my friends at a grouping that I usually go to, asked all of us what we thought we would like, if we had the choice and were able to get what we wanted in our life, to be, to do, to what, to this, what would we do? Me being the person who, has so many different ways and paths and likes, and I told him I really have to think about that. And I came up with it this afternoon in the car, and you'll be really surprised, and you'll laugh at this, Jen. If I had my choice, I would like to be a singer.
Oh, isn't that funny?
I would like to be a singer, and I'm particular. I mean, fashioned after certain people like Shirley Bassey and Edie Gourmet and Anita O'Day and Sue Rainey. And you know how much I love music and the American Songbook, and how I spent a great deal of my life with my husband, with him singing and me playing the piano to the American Songbook. And it's so frustrating because somewhere along the way I really lost my voice.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the range. Well, last October, I met someone at a gathering who, I have her card, and she's a voice coach.
Oh, interesting.
And And I told her about how, you know, my frustration is that, that the one thing I really would have liked to have had was a great voice. And she says, well, I can help you. Well, I have her car. I was not able to call her because, you know, I was changed to full-time hours and could not really even imagine any more time, aside from all my other interests and abilities. And
right.
Then, as I said to you before, as I let you know, life has many, like you say, surprises, maybe shocks.
Yeah.
And that is just what, and that is just what's happened to me after 20 years almost of working at my particular job. My position was cut. And so, which I loved, I really loved. And at this stage
right.
of life, it's kind of like a big shock.
Wow.
And so I've started to write down all the things that I can do and want to do and maybe have the ability to do. There are many, and once again, we've talked about this before, I have too many things, and the focus, because I've
right.
got to focus, and basically what you were speaking about, you know, your strengths or what you can work at being your strengths. So once again, I'm at the crossroads, as I have been for many, many years. Never know what comes next. Always wondering what is going to come next.
Right.
And just when things seem to be, you know, going along okay, comes the challenge.
Right. I'm gonna stop you for a second because I want to pick on something that you just said. Always wondering what's going to come next. Something
mm-hmm.
always comes next, always. And
mm-hmm.
instead of waiting for what comes next, that's the shift in perspective I've taken in the last at least solid 2 years, is that instead of waiting for what comes next, which we know something will, I've been focusing on what I want to come next. So instead of the wondering about what's next, I've been choosing what I want next. And that has changed my outlook. Because I already know that life is going to change. I already anticipate something different is going to happen. And I, you know, you pray for all good things, but it's not always good things. You know, these surprises, like you said, shocks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
as
always.
A matter of fact, as a matter of fact, not only was I shocked, but the entire company was shocked. The entire,
right.
you know, store was shocked. And, you know, just a foreshadowing of what might be next for everybody else. Because if I could lose my position, then anyone could lose it.
Right.
You know, considering what my career has been there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. How do you feel? I mean, let's you know what? How do you feel?
In the morning when I wake up, when I first wake up, I feel a little sick.
Okay.
And then I get up and I make my bed. And I make my face, and I arrange my clothes, and I say, what jewelry would I wear with this today? And I walk out my door, and then my only problem is choosing what path I will take, because
why
there's another path to take.
Why is it a problem?
Because I have so many possibilities, perhaps.
Okay.
So what is the problem, you mean, in choosing? Well,
yeah,
is
it a problem in choosing, or let's break it down one more step.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to look to go back to work?
I have to, in some way, supplement, you know.
Right,
that.
Right.
So what are my choices? And I started to write them down. Some of my choices are dreams. Some of
okay.
them are more realistic. realistic. And there's a whole list before me of what will pop. What calmed me down a little bit was I do have, you know, I have a package that's presented to me. You know,
right.
I have some amount of leeway to try to figure out what I want to do.
Right.
And there are many and far between. I mean, one of those things has to, several of those things have to do with you and what we've talked about. You just talked about Duolingo. And it's so interesting because somebody at work, having my teaching background, she's Chinese, and we've talked a lot, and she asked me if I would help her to learn English. And my cleaning lady, who was also a friend, moved back to Colombia, and her sister-in-law came to substitute for her. And she's also learning the English language and wanted me to be able to help her with that. And I said, oh, sure, whatever I could do. And now you gave me this Duolingo, which I think I can really, you know, help her with by doing that and get practice in doing that. That's one of the things that I have down in terms of being a teacher and teaching people English. But I also have down, you remember that I have a license to teach kindergarten through sixth grade.
Right.
So I thought, well, maybe I'll see if I can substitute teach, you know, which
that
would
might
give me much more. I'm sorry?
That might be a great idea for you.
Yes, it'll give me like weekends off and, you know, certain time off so that I can pursue my other interests and my art. So I'm starting to, you know, put it all together, the puzzle all together. And I have some time, I think I have some time, Jen. But I can't lose it. I can't lose it. You know, some people at my stage of life might go into really a panic.
Right.
But I'm not going to do that because I've been through panic before and I don't like it and I don't want to be panicked. So
right.
I am going to do, just like you say, I'm going to do what I have to do and pick and choose. And somehow, perhaps with your direction, I will focus more on, you know, what to put where and how to go about doing it. How does that sound?
I think that sounds fantastic. And again, you know, Susan, you're one of the most optimistic people I know. And you've been hit with a lot of things since I've met you. As we all get hit with, right? But we all deal with them differently. And you do have an optimistic outlook, which is, you know, to your credit, it's one of your strengths. And you know what?
Right.
That's something about the same old you that you should never change. And never even try to work on because it's a natural ability of yours and it does shine through. So, you know, you and I are definitely going to talk tomorrow and maybe I'll invite you. Maybe we should check in with you on a monthly basis on the show and make it the Susan segment or the Susan segue, we'll call it. Because I think it's important that people understand that this happens to everybody. It happens to us when we start our careers, when we're in the middle of our careers, or even late in our careers. You know, these things happen to us that we didn't count on. And how are we going to deal with it? Like you said, somebody at your stage of the game, you know, may panic. And where are they going to go and what are they going to do? And a lot of people will call, you know, and talk to me about this stuff and what are the steps to take. And you've already done the first step. You know, I'm sure you're not through the grieving process yet, but I'm sure part of the grieving process on this for you may offer a little bit of a relief too. You know, your hours were crazy, and it was putting a stress on you.
Yes, it was a lot, and physically also, it was a lot. I did love what I did. I really loved it. And that's going to be hard to separate from that and all the friendships that I've made. But I have to substitute it with something new, like they say and like you say and like I'm saying to myself. But the one thing I want to just leave you with, and this is only part of the things you touched on. You really touched on a lot of things today, Jen. But the one thing that I know you must have heard me say this, humorously that I've told my children, if forever I should pass on, which I don't ever plan to do, on my grave, on my gravestone, this is what it has to say. She never gave up, ... until now.
Which is the best epitaph I have ever heard.
So, and that's it. Nothing's going to get me, Jen. Nothing is going to get me, health or whatever, in my head right now. Nothing will get me down. I will never give up.
You know what? And I think that's what keeps you so young, Susan.
Okay, I hope so.
Your outlook is really what keeps you young. Because you know what? We all get down. I know you've had your moments and my moments. And everybody gets down at certain times. And when struggles get really, really heavy, you get down. But, you know, for so many of us, there's a natural enthusiasm. There's a natural drive. There's a natural effort to seek something new or something more. And for many people who don't have that natural ability, they still want a good outcome. So they seek others to inspire them or motivate them or help them along. And I am sure in this change in your life that you're going to find others that you're going to reach out and help that's going to ultimately help you.
Well, I hope so. I know so. I have to change the words.
Yeah, it's all, and that's it, you know, so, and you do know. And right now you might not see it, but as we both know, that sometimes you can't see through the struggles that you're going through, but you know, in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, you know that a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 3 years from now, you're going to be turning around and looking back and saying, now I know what that was about.
Uh-huh, absolutely, hopefully.
To you and your growth and your knowledge and what you can reach out and do. So amazing, just amazing. You inspire me.
Oh, good. Good. I try to.
Yes, exactly.
I want to inspire myself.
So tell me, are you painting?
Yes, I have done some really nice work, and now I hope to do more. But I've put in several things for critique, and the last three times everybody thought it was really great. So, and I'll share that with you because I know you love that.
No, I do. I absolutely do. I need to get out to you. I'd like to see you.
Yes, absolutely. We have to.
Yeah.
And now I'll have time. Now I can meet whenever you want, probably.
Exactly. And what are you doing for yourself health-wise? How are you taking care of yourself through the shock that you just went through? You know, are you taking care of yourself? Are you getting out and doing some exercise? What's the story there?
Haven't had the chance to do that formal exercise. You know, I certainly am on my feet and walking with the job. Well, that's not going to be anymore. So
right.
I do have a prescription for some physical therapy because I've been having some, you know, amounts of leg problems, foot problems, and neck problems. You know, that's the typical getting older thing. So I'm going to take care of that. And I've been under the doctor's care for a whole that diet regimen I think I've discussed with you about Dr. Danaya.
Right.
And that whole thing. So I'm going to see him next week. And I go to my usual doctor appointments, so make sure that I keep in, you know, check. I'm trying to work on my cholesterol, and I want to look up what you said about that particular
little A. That's what he described it as. So definitely.
I'm going to definitely look that up. Yeah.
All right. So
I'm trying to get all that done. Okay.
My public health announcement for this show on our last 45 seconds of the show is please, everybody, go and have your colonoscopy. It is not National Colonoscopy Month, but I'm just making mention of it. I just recently had one. It's really a snap. Just go and have it done. Take care of yourself. It'll save your life. So go have your mammograms, have your colonoscopies, have your physicals, check the LDL, LDA little a, because it's just so important to make sure that we take care of ourselves and stack the deck in our favor health-wise so that we can get to all those things that we can improve on the same old you. Thank you again for calling, Susan. We're going to check on, and I will talk to you tomorrow off air. And this is Jennifer at Create New Order Blog Talk Radio. Just call Jennifer. Good night.